Welcome to our service for the 16th Sunday after Trinity. We begin with some words from today's Old Testament reading. They are very familiar and very beautiful, so that it comes as something of a surprise that we find them in the middle of an hilarious story from the book of Jonah. It is Jonah himself who speaks them. "You are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing." For our time of confession, we hear again the words of Jonah. "You are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us, and set us free from sin. Strengthen us in goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the 16th Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that we may both perceive and know what things we ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfil them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. And now that reading from the book of Jonah, which I think is meant to be really funny. This is chapter 3, verse 10 to chapter 4, verse 11. When God saw that the people of Nineveh did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he didn't do it. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said while I was in my own country? That's why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning. For I knew that you were a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and ready to relent from punishing. And now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, Is it right for you to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint, and asked that he might die. He said, It is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, Is it right for you to be angry about the bush? And he said, Yes, angry enough to die. And then the Lord said, You're concerned about the bush for which you did not labour and which you did not grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 21 to 30. For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labour for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them this is evidence of their destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing, for he has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well. Since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sometimes, when I'm a bit stuck for an address, I go back to what I said in previous years on the same Sunday of the liturgical year. It was never possible to do that before COVID, because before COVID I never wrote sermons down, and of course I never recorded them. Now, I usually have both the written text and the recordings of all the addresses that Sam and latterly I have put into these online services, and onto the CDs, which go out to parishioners who struggle with using the web. I've never actually used any of those addresses from previous years, or at least not in full, but it does at least help me to avoid repeating myself, which I find is one of the habits one develops more with the passing years. This week, when I went back 2 years to the 17th Sunday after Trinity 2021, I couldn't find the text of any address I'd written, so I went into the recording from that day to find out why. It must have been a Sunday when Jane and I were away, and Richard was doing the online service. Instead of an address, he read two of the meditations from the Northumbria Community Morning Prayer, which he used every day and had come to love. And so here they are again in Richard's voice. They are a reminder of just how much has happened in the last 2 years to Richard and indeed to all of us. Especially poignant in that context is the second meditation from Thomas Merton, in which that great spiritual writer acknowledges that as Christians we see now as in a glass darkly and only can walk by faith. Though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me and will never leave me to face my perils alone. I've put the full text of both meditations in the online order today, and here is Richard reading them.
We were unable to get a recording of an address done in time for this Sunday's online service, so what I'm going to share with you are two meditations from the Northumbria community. The first is by John Philip Newell. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face, in the light of the moon and patterns of stars, in sacred mountain rifts and ancient groves, in mighty seas and creatures of the deep. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face, in the light of eyes we love, in the salt of tears we have tasted, in weathered countenances east and west, in the soft skin glow of the child everywhere. Whichever way we turn, O God, there is your face. There is your face among us. And the second meditation is by Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you, and I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, although I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always. Though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me and will never leave me to face my perils alone.
Sefyll hwn am artoedd wrth mi'ch telwm o'm hoch fryd er mae'r rhan yr oen adnabod a'i fod i'ch law gwrth chlar byd hen ffych fore hen ffych fore caf a'i wedyn. drachau pen ar byd, ffrind pechadur, ffrind pechadur, dynau balad ar y môr, dynau balad ar y môr. Bestyn i mae anelwydd ag aelun o'r gwael y llawr, tystio'r oedd nad yw ei cwmni, ystadlu am Iesu mawr. Am aros, am aros, ar y gariad ddyddiau foes. Ar y gariad ddyddiau foes.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessor today will be Helen. It's perhaps worth saying that there are two things in the service which are pretty much the same every week, but I always record them fresh each week. One is the Lord's Prayer, and the other is the blessing at the end of the service. It just doesn't seem right to do just a recording of those from way back. So I've got about, I suppose, 150 now recordings of the Lord's Prayer in Welsh and English, but I still do a new one every week. So let's pray. Entad dot hanoit in a nevoith sanctaria de enu, deled de ernas gunela de wachlis, megis in an air vechli ar a ddear hefyd. Dyrani heddiw ein barab einyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddaiwn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwen ni broddedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eith o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God invites us to hold the needs of the world, friends, and loved ones before him. And so, loving our neighbours as ourselves, we offer our thanksgiving and prayers on behalf of the church and the world. Almighty God, we pray for your church, for bishops, priests and deacons, for readers and lay ministers, for church wardens and LMAs, that they will know how to strike the right balance between their work and family lives. We pray that you will teach them to lead with understanding, always reflecting the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray also for your blessing upon this congregation and for your presence to be seen in what we do and say each day. We pray that your joy and your love will flow freely in and through us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, refugees continue to flee from crises throughout the world, and over half of them are children. We pray for all those who have willingly invested their time and energy in serving the most vulnerable in the world, that they will find opportunities to rest and will be strengthened for their work. We also remember aid workers throughout the world, helping those affected by recent earthquakes and flooding in North Africa. Give them the encouragement to continue their invaluable contribution of love and care for those people rebuilding their lives after man-made or natural disasters. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for abundant life for anyone we know who has recently been given bad news about their health or the health of a loved one. Lord, help us know what to say and when to speak. May we always be ready to give practical help whenever we can, and to ensure that those on their own are able to manage and cope with the day-to-day life. We pray for those still burdened, those seeking healing, and those in need within the church and the world. And in a moment of silence, please name in your hearts those on your mind who need prayer at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, when death separates from us those we love and we find it hard to live without them, take from us all bitterness and resentment and help us to remember that death has no power at all over the peace you give and the love we shared with the departed goes beyond the grave. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, as we prepare for the week to come, help us to know Christ and the power of his resurrection day by day, and in the sharing of his sufferings, to become more like him in his death. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.